Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, October the 25th.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, attempts to unseat President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and related issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Health says there was one person who died of COVID-19 in the country yesterday, bringing to total the number of people that have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year to 4,669. The total number of Zimbabweans who have succumbed to coronavirus since March last year.
According to the Minister of Health, 26 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded countrywide yesterday.
And Zimbabwe has so far recorded 132,651 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and just over 127,000 recoveries, and more than 3.5 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. At least 2.5 million have received both doses, with the country needing to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In other news, some Zimbabweans staged a peaceful protest today, demanding the removal of target sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials by the West.
In a related development, Sybeth Musengezi, who has filed a high court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary, says he is receiving death threats amid worsening factionalism in the ruling party.
In an interview with the VOA Zimbabwe service, Musengezi dismissed presidential spokesperson George Jaramba's remarks that he is not a ZANU-PF member, saying he joined ZANU-PF at a very tender age and he is still in the party.
He filed a court order seeking the nullification of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's leadership of ZANU-PF, saying his elevation was illegal as the central committee that made the decision to remove the late former President Robert Mugabe from the post of party secretary was not properly convened.
At the same time, some ZANU-PF youth are calling for the amendment of the Zimbabwe Constitution to insert a clause granting a president an unlimited term of office. This comes at a time when the party is preparing for its annual National People's Conference. Ibambe Zuluganda Balinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Lamhlanje sihlangana ku Live Talk lapha sikhuluma khona ngokunengi. Singathi ke isamba sethu lamhla sigcwele kakhulu. Sile COVID-19 esikhuluma ngayo, bese kubuya ke izijezo zenotho ezamfakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF. Lokunye ke khonokho imizamo yokuthi ususwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, ngoba kuthiwa ke wangena kuleso sikhundla sikanobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa sikhangele ukuqala ke i-COVID-19. Kule Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obulwe i-COVID-19 izolo. Kuthi lokhu sikutsho ukuthi sokula bantu abayi 4,669 asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye. Izolo njalo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle futhi kulabantu abafika amathuma amabili lasithupha 26 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye sokulabantu 132,651 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwathi ke abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bedlula 127,000. Abantu abedlula 3.5 million sebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kwese kusithi abayi 2.5 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Sibonile njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe namhlanje betshengisela emgwaqweni, abanye ke singathi bonke betshengisela emgwaqweni besithi kazesulwe izitezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kwese kusula njalo lolunye udaba kulo mnumzana Sybeth Musengezi, owaphanyeka udaba lokuthi Mnangagwa kangenanga ngemfanelo esikhundleni, waluphanyeka ke emthethwandaba we-High Court. Esithi hayi, kumele kulungiswe lokhu, kwenziwe umhlangano omutsha, ukhethwe umkhokheli omutsha. So ke uMsengezi uphinde wathi lokhu kukhulunywa ngabanye abantu abathi yena kaso member bayazikhulumela, bakhuluma nje intando yakho. Bese kusiba labanye njalo abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi hey, sokumele ukuthi ke umnango kahlala isikhathi eside esesikhundleni ngoba bathi wenza kahle mavelas sokunjalo
apha chirongwa chedu chelaptop muswe muvuro October 25th 2021 nasi tikukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichange tichitarisa zvakare nyaya nezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika nenyika dzakadai seBritain neAmerica zviri kunzi izvozvi bviswe pane kuratidza kwaitwa nhasi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekubvotswana zvakare asi tombodzokera panyaya yecovid-19 zimbabwe pari zvino yave nevanhu 132,651 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vasvika pa127,298,000 kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vasvika ivo pa4,669 tozotarisa isu vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino vadaudzira 3.2 million munyika kunyange hazvo nyika ichida kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo head immunity uyezve kuti vanhu vagokwanisa kuwanikwa vasisaparadzirani denda iri recovid-19 tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvinyorwa zvakanyorwa nemumwe anova iye anozviti nhengo yezanupf vakawanikwa ivo vachiendesa nyaya yavo kumatare vasaibet musengezi vachivawanikwa ivo vanyora kuhigh court vachiti ivo mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa ngavabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakagadzwa zvisiri pamutemo asi kutaura kwavo vari kuti ivo zvakaitika panguva iyo vamugabe vakabviswa pachigaro mupati yavo iyoyi yezanupf hazvina kuitwa zvakanaka asi ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa zvakare tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yezimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti zvirango izvi ngazvidziriswe taona zvakare kuine mumwe musangano wangu uri kuitwa kubotswana kune dzimwe nyikawo dzemuafrica dzichibatana nezimbabwe nyika dziri musadak vachikurudzira kuti zvirango zvakatenderwa zimbabwe zvibviswe saka tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo nezvimwewo zvakatarisana nenyika pari zvino
marvelous there are some people who are actually saying you know these sanctions are damaging Zimbabwe and so forth. We saw Linda Masarira today. She was marching in Harare together with other members of the broad alliance against sanctions. So they are calling for the removal of these targeted sanctions. So there are also some ZANU-PF members who are saying, you know what, these sanctions should go, but other people are saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, so therefore these sanctions must remain. So let's hear what some people were doing in Harare today. So now I think we'll bring you that that audio where people were actually protesting in the streets saying these sanctions must go. So I think there we go. So there you are, marvelous. That is Linda Masarira with the other members of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. So they're saying, you know, these sanctions must go, and they were singing some revolutionary songs there. So chime in there.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kuona muzvare Linda Masarira vakabatana ivo nevamwewo mamwe mapato akazvimirira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika zvibviswe tanzwa vachiimba zvimbo zvehondo zvaimboimbwa munguva yapfuura pahondo yechimurenda panyaya iyoyi chitiko ichi chaitika muharare nasi.
Ye, kunjalo ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantu sibila bathi isitsheso lezi mavela sikumele zisuswe. Kodwa ke siqale ke ngo Linda Masarira ekhuluma ngakho khona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni esitsheso lezi, so siyawazi ukuthi ukhulume ngendima ezijeneyo. Uthi sizame ke ukuthi simlethe sizwe ukuthi yena uMasarira besithini ke ngezitsheso zenotho lezi.
Kuchanjeni wekuziva kuti vanhu veganda chena vasina mabvi hapana pavakazofuna vakana kuti vanhu veganda rivo vanotaura nyeyekuti human rights abuse nekuti human rights yavari kutaura yakaitika patakataura minda yedu ndo pavakatanga kutaura nyaya yemasancheni vachiti mambunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu veganda dema veganda chena sorry tichitarisa kumashure tine zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitika kuvanhu vatema muno munyika medu segukura hunzi pairwidzana vanhu vakasiyana siyana hatina kumboona vekuamerica nembasi vachiti takuisa masanctions kuzimbabwe vaisa mahuman rights kurwanda takaona mahuti nematutsi vachirwa hatina kumbonzwa veus embasi vachiti takuisa masanctions nekuti vanhu vari kurwa ikoko tinoona kwese kurana mozambique nigeria kukune hondo dzakasiyana siyana dzimwe dzichiitwa nemasoja emunyikati menyika ii asi hatina kana kusimwa chete watakaonaembasi ichiti yakuisa masanctions pasouth africa pane zidiwa pakaita hondo pakaita zebeni pakaita noizi mujebeni hatina kumbonzwa zeembasi zichinyora kana statement kana us embassy esouth africa kuti mambunyikidziwa kodzero dzevanhu kuvarungu kumbunyikidza kwekodzero kunotaurwa kana zvichinge zvaitika kwavari veganda chedu masanctions aya akauya vanhu vatema muno vati takuda minda yedu nekuti makaisa hama dzedu vana sekuru vedu kunzvimbo dzisingariviki ndobva katangira nyaya ichitsemba zvakare nyaya idzoteriswa zvakare kuti hama dzedu dzekumdc dzaitokurudzira izvozvo nekuti masanctions anoita kuti upfumi hwenyika husavakike vane unoparadza upfumi hwenyika takaona zvakaitika kubva pakatanga masanctions kunosvika 2008 takanga takakutaura tichirarama upfenyu hunohwisa tsitsi muno nekuti zvaiitirwa izvozvo kuti ava veamerica vagone kunoisa mapaketi avo avanenge vachiudzwa kuti tungamirira inyika so vachipa ucherwa hwedu mukati menyika ino saka saizvozvo totarisa kuti ivo veamerica nebhazi vanoramba vachiti masanctions ari targeted ari targeted kunani akadoma ani nekuti vanhu vanoti ako vakadoma vanhu vano upfumi hwavo vanokwanisa kurarama upfenyu hwakanaka asi iwe neni zvizvarwa zvomuno muzimba isotikutambura chisu tisina mukana ogona kuzvigadzirira pfuma chisu tisina kwatinokwanisa kana kunorabwa nekuti zvikotero zvedu hazvina kunatojeka hazvina zvinhu zvakakwana saka zvinoda uchenjere kuti vanhu vazive kuti dzavaitsitsi dzei dzekuti vanoda kubatsira hurumende yedu kana zvizvarwa zvemuno muzimbabwe dzavo itsitsi dzei havana tsitsi dzavainadzo vanavo kutangotiona tichiparara nekutangura mukati menyika yedu vachinyepedzera kuchibatsira havana kana rudo nesu vanhu ava ndo chokwadi chofanira kuzikanwa nevanhu zvinohwisa tsitsi kuti kune vamwe zvematongerwo enyika vanenge vari pamberi vachiti masanctions ngaagara aripo ivo kwavari vandoti vanhu varambe vachitambura voita sezvimwariwari zvedoko doko zvichava zviri izvo zvino zvichayamutsa nyika yezimbabwe isu tiri nyika yakazvimirira yega isu tiri nyika yakazvimirira yega.
Very interesting analogy there from Linda Masarira, the leader of LEAD. Apo vanga vari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvava kuti ivo zvakatemerwa vanhu vezanu PF kana kuti nyika. Saka ivo vari kuti semaonero avo vari kuti zvirango izvi vanoona kunge zvakatanga pakapambwa yatingati IEV zvichipiwa kuvatema. Ndiwo maonero avo ndidzo.
Yeah, so she is saying that kunzima kakhulu lapha ngoba uthi izitsheso lezi zafakelwa abantu bezanu PF ngenxa yomhlabathi futhi kulabanye bathi lokho ngani akula nto njalo so ke uthi sizwe futhi eqhubekela phambili
that they were done wrongly, but who has got a formula on how native people were displaced from their land should take back their land? There was no way the white people were going to say, oh, no, black people, you can come now and take the land that our ancestors took. It was not going to happen. If there had not been land invasion, would we have had sanctions in Zimbabwe? No. They only came to put sanctions in Zimbabwe because the Zimbabweans had taken back their land. Why didn't they put sanctions when Gukurahundi happened? They did not care because the human rights abuse were not happening to their own people. The human rights abuse they are talking about is the abuse that happened to the white people when black people wanted to take back their land. Is Zimbabwe the only country that has got native people? You have tried to reclaim what is theirs. When the Hutus and Tutsis war happened in Rwanda, did the U.S. embassy go and sanction Rwanda? The wars that have been happening in Mozambique, in Nigeria, in the Congo, where people were being killed in cold blood by soldiers, have we seen the U.S. embassy going to sanction those countries?
There you are, marvelous. We are calling Majaloguti. Hey, very local. Kakwazi ukuthi kumele kwenzweni kodwa kumele zisulwe izijeziso zenotho lezi. So ngokuthi ele Melika kadlali kahle lapha khaya idlale indlela engayisiwa.
Ayi wafuthi kunzwa Mzwarelinda Masarira bari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvakaitwa pamusoro penyaya yekupiwa kwezi kuvanhu vatema vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zveupfumi zvakawanikwa zvakare zvichipiwa kuzimbabwe nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzakanga dzaonekwa sekunge dzakatyorwa vakataura zvakare kuti zvinovarwadza kuti hapana chakaitika panguva iyo pakaitwa zvinhu zvakadai segukurahundi hapana kana masanctions akauya panguva iyoyo asi masanctions aya akatozotanga kuti auye nekuti kodzero
Yes, this is the Baba Usipo Ngulube Ukonagalege at Johannesburg, Ingeti with Zombusazwe, as Meleo. Is the Omega Gutelo Baba? I was to put it when I just was a notorious one and Jan. Mogonawakos, you made a zestful, could as far as code.
Ah, Jube was the moti, me judge what is zestful as far as you call. Kodwa yimi ngokubona kwami azilamthelela omkhulu kusimo esikiso isimo esikiso senziwa nguhulumende silayo njengoba ngengatsho nje kwesinye kolunye uhlelo ukuthi i-economic meltdown esilayo ayiqalanga ngaso kulezi zinto zenotho siyakhumbula ukuthi kwa after independence amakampani amanye avalwa kobulawayo kwathi kuthiwa amakoveti ama 15,000 Economy yethu yawa yachayeka. Iminingi imithelela vele eyemthetho yethu, i-local imithetho yethu evele isenza i-economy yethu iwe. Asazi nxa kungakhitshwa lawa ma-sanction ukuthi umehluko kuzakwenza umehluko, kodwa mina ngokwamanje ubona umehluko.
Yes, so kodwa kumele kwenziweni uya phambili khonapho ngodaba lolo.
Sesingathi ngenye indlela sokungaba lula ngabe siyacela bawakhiphe ama-sanctions. Bangakhipha ama-sanctions laba abaphetheyo ngibone ngani sebangayisweli into yokuvika kumbe bazathola okunye next time abangavika ngakho kodwa kwakhathi sibasavika ngama-sanctions lobo iqiniso belazi
singathi iqiniso kuye
iqiniso njengangisitsho ukuthi yikwehluleka kwabantu i-economy bayakwazi ukuthi iyabehlula sikhuluma manje Dube ngikhuluma hlala ngicela abantu nge-example elula eyemali yona le esiyitshintshayo emgaqweni imali itshintshwa esitaradeni iphambili kwamakoti e-trade gold imali iyatshintshwa ngabe silo hulumende ofuna ukubopha abantu abatshintsha imali kumbe abantu labo abatshintsha imali sithi kayisibo aba-connected abathintane labakhulu ngabe bayabotshwa ekuseni nemini lantambama abantu labo abatshintsha imali entsha new ongaza kuyithola ebhenki baye belayinini abantu belayinilayini belele elayinini bengayitholi imali but ekuseni uzathola imali entsha iphethwe abantu abasesitaradeni beyithengisa
so singathi kulobo ungilimbani la
kulobo ungilimbani okukhulu obungakuzwayo vele
ye sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayindawo sizwe ke mavela singena khonapho what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that you know the problem is not that these sanctions are directly affecting people he says the problem is mismanagement of the economy by people who are ruling right now So he's very unhappy about what is going on. And he says, you know what? Even if they remove these sanctions, what is going to happen? So he says, maybe the solution is to remove the sanctions and then watch and see what is going to happen. Because these ZANU-PF rulers have over the years been saying, you know, the issue is on the sanctions. Mm-hmm. So if that is removed, what excuse are they going to come up with? That's his argument.
Utongi uchaita wejeche terere, miti wa kutawara iwo kuti kubamu nguwa ya fura, batoreza no PF ni urume, ndi wanengu wa chungo tawara iwo kutijimu. Ajisi kufamba, munyika pamsoro, penya ya iwo yi, nema sanction, sana kutijirango, shaka temeru wa nyika. Warutawara iwo kutichaneta, Muzimbabwe, inya ya ye utongi, usina kunyato tarukana, nema fambisi rigo, arpitwa iwo, shema tongi rigo enyika.
Yes, we have Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who has actually joined us right now for this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, Duwe. Good evening, Sister Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead with you.
What's your take on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe? We saw Linda Masarira of League and other organizations are joining hands to say that they would like the sanctions removed from Zimbabwe.
Thank you, sister. Myself, personally, I'm for that. Anything, any monster whatsoever, in whatever form, damaging the lives of black people must be condemned in the strongest term. These sanctions, to me, they are unjustified and they are not fair. If you look at it, people are saying they're not affecting people of Zimbabwe. As we talk, there's a climate conference in the United Kingdom, Glasgow, and the president of Zimbabwe is going to attend that. And Zimbabweans, we are the people suffering. I don't think these sanctions are actually affecting the leaders, which they are. These people are claiming that they are targeting. They are targeting povos like me, and go back home. So myself, I think I've listening to other African leaders speaking strongly against these sanctions. I even listened to the one man who is very successful in business, Strav Misiwa, talking about these sanctions, saying, how can a country function with its hands tied at the back? I think, to me, these sanctions must go. And if you look at the people that are putting sanctions in Zimbabwe, they never like Zimbabweans anyway. They are the people that will never want Zimbabweans to go to their country, even if those leaders that we have are going to start killing us. They will never allow us to go to their country. So what's the point of them trying to save us by punishing us instead of having, for 20 years now, these sanctions have been in place and they are doing nothing but only damaging us as a people.
Yes, tell you to go for a Konoko and send to Babum Lalas.
Yeah, I'm not sure about doing it to me now. Aliquizwe, I'm having any number of problems. So, is it like eating things now? Tina Jing Ezre. Minangonangani, we must be left alone. See, I think thinking is not in Zimbabwe. Maybe it was the African leaders. Maybe it's a evil, but the sanctions are still there for 20 years now. And I mean, I'm going to go over Zimbabwe is a sovereign country. You can put in a leaders, it was so hostile because among Abam Chambe, China, Abam Chambe, Singapore, as we lean against the sanctions. Why we going to who can have another benefit from this sanction? So, when I think as a source where it is dead solid, basically, thinking is not only to put in things as you go, but to a Canada cinema to Berlin, South Africa, the pool, the Sugunyeva, but I'm asking my immediate thing as you did not in the Berlin, but I'm going to have a Pharma sanction. Now, this is a home minister Pharma sanction in Jenny Zimbabwe, which is abandoning us to the years. When a man, you want about 2 years, there are very few. Compared to what happened in Alice starting from Mangas. So, Milambona Nani in jail, I would in Chambe interference in Jama, who would in Chambe were affected when Alabama drive the Levy delegate puzzles, divisions, and I do not wait. So, Milaniti, but can you see the Omamala Oms, I'm sorry, or Botom Zariwa, who to Mama Sanz Mahambe, a good to my corner, no me hambile. sekuzoba easy for ukuthi ama senze ipolitics yethu ngendlela elula izoba lokhu stupa but kungcono ma sivele sizenzela sikhuluma sikonde into eyodwa but then ukuthi sekhona manje i-government yeZimbabwe it was failing because izwe eliboshwe izandla emuva so alikhulule phela izwe leli sibe sesibone ukuthi i-government iyaphambili ithini ngoba ama-political parties onke akhona they are involved in ekubuseni ezwe lakithi ungakhangela kobulawa for instance ngingabo ngifake ividiyo ukuthi amagandeni akuna ma-toilet akuna electricity akula manzi ama-leaders wonke la campaign awo ngeke uze ukhuluma ngakhona ngoba kukhuluma nje ngokuthi elections sizoyiwina njani sizonibusa njani so sikukabi khona ukuba badulwa ngazo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu babumlala sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana mamlas
aiwa apoti ukuzwa bamlalazi vari kutaura ivo kuti vanobvumirana nezviri kutaurwa namuzvare masari vakachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zviri kukuwadza vanhu vagari vemunyika kwete kungoti vatungamiri chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kana paine zvinhu zvakadai sezvirango upfumi hwenyika hauzofamba zvakanaka vari kutaura ivo kuti kumamisha zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire kurambidzira upfumi hwenyika
yes we've got Ezra Jesus Banda who has been talking to people in Bulawayo about sanctions and the general situation in the country still remember marvelous recently the MTC alliance leader Nelson Chamisa claims that he was actually attacked in Mutare you know by some suspected ZANU-PF activists but before we go to that video let's hear from the ZANU-PF spokesperson, acting spokesperson, Mr. Bima. So he has got something to share with us. So let's listen to this audio that he actually sent us.
We are extremely happy that in the past we were more of making a solo noise coming from Zimbabwe talking about this sanction. But we are happy now that it's not only Zimbabwe, it's the entire SADC region. Is the entire African continent that is now talking about sanctions being removed, and that these sanctions are illegal, and that these sanctions are unfounded, and that let's give Zimbabwe a chance to develop on end, and that it has the potential. And I'm happy to say the progress that we have made tremendous progress in terms of improving on the economy, stabilizing the economy, and improving the way we do business. But we have done that under sanction. And imagine if we didn't have sanction, the development will be phenomenal. And therefore, it's important that we continue to get this support, that this sanction be removed and removed for good, so that the country can be given that space to develop. And develop we will. And on all fronts, the trajectory is positive. There's a lot that is now happening in terms of agriculture. And we thank God for the good rainy season. But also, apart from the good rainy season, the various programs that have boosted potential, and as a result, it feeds into manufacturing. And there's a lot that is now happening in mining. The production has just gone haywire.
That is Mr. Mike Bieber. He's the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. So he's talking about sanctions and saying, well, if there were no sanctions, Zimbabwe would have a very lovely economy. Okay, marvelous. Go ahead.
I want a port and that truth is what about another Mike Lima, the story of a community that there is an okay parishion of intolerance, but in the story of today, passing as Rambo Shakati and Wanika. I want Zimbabwe in the day Yabudi Rashi, Kuru, Varuki, a punishing Zishikika, Munika. Uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti izvi zviri kutoitika Zimbabwe ichiri yakatemerwa zvirango saka vanoona kunge zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire chaizvo kuitira kuti pundutso ikurumbidze kuuya munyika yeZimbabwe vataura zvakare vakati vari kufara nerutsigiro rwavari kuwana kubva kunyika dzeSADC idzo dzawanikwawo dzichiungana muBotswana vachitaurawo vakatsigira Zimbabwe kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe zvibviswe saka vati ivo izvi zviri kuvafadza nekuti zvinoreva kuti dzimwewo nyika dzemuAfrica hadzisi kufara nezvirango izvi zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe
lo ke ngumnumzana Mike Bima wakati ekhuluma ke ukhulumela ivangela ZANU-PF esithi hayi phela kulabanye abantu abakusadik region asebencedisa labo ukuthi phela kwesule izithezo lezi kuthi asiyosadik yodwa bakhona abanye abakubona khonokho sikhuluma nje kulo ovela kwi-United Nations u-Elena Dohan uyahlolisisa ukuthi izithezo lezi zenzani lizwe lezimbabwe sikhuluma nje ulungiselele ukuthi uza kwethula umbiko wakhe ngesikhathi esilandelayo so ke we've got Sibanda speaking with people in Bulawayo. Let's listen to this interview in which he's talking to one of the MTC Alliance activists based in the city of Kings and Queens. So he's talking mainly about what happened last week to Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who claims that his car was actually stoned and a bullet went through one of the windows of the cars, of the windows. So at the end of the day, he says nothing, absolutely nothing, has changed in Zimbabwe, as per demands of the USA, Britain, and other countries that impose sanctions on ZANU-PF officials.
Amabandla aphikisayo kuyaliwa ngaphandle mongameli kuthi bebefuna ukumdula bembulala kambe uliqinisile nganalo
ngizacala ngokuthi okokulwa vele siyakwazi ukuthi isita siyangena izanu iyazakala ngokungena emabandleni aphikisayo ikokuqala maybe impact yezanu but siyakwazi ukuthi vele isizanu sesigcwele ebantwini abaningi ezimbabwe
kutwana ibandla lakho le lapho ukuthi kulabantu abayizana abajoyina ibandla
amabandla wonke nje
amabandla awu manje lokaphikisa
yes
kuyingqondo kubulala amabandla aphikisayo
yebo but lokho okunye okwemasingo le Manicaland okwenzakale kuChamisa vele ukwenza kwezano from ama 80s vele siyakwazi ukuthi izano bebelokhe be abafuna ukuphikisa ngama-80s you remember ukuthi unkomo laye wakwadutshula was it 82-83 siyakwazi ukuthi okombaye badutshulwa lokuzuma asikwazi kumbe ngumpopho kumbe kuyini but konke into embi kakhulu ukuthi uzaba yilizwe bani kanti ukuthi amabizo aphikisayo engavumeleki
kodwa nxa ukhangela abantu abaningi bathi ukutshalo khana awutshengisa ukuthi ngumbhobho ngandilitshe
it can be anything but okubi vele
ukuthi befuna ukumtshaya
ukuthi bafuna ukumtshaya kumbe kuyini akumelanga zikhangele ukuthi kuyini lilitshe ngumbhobho kurongo kurongo kunoku ukuthi abantu sebengama-experts ama-ballistic experts yikho vele isita esiyabe sifuna ukuthi ukwenza ukuthi liqalise ukudawuta iqalise ukwenza i-false equivalence ukuthi hayi leyo amabandleni aphikisayo la kulo msindo kule violence i-violence is wrong but erongo kakhulu ngenziwa i-state enjengegugurawundi enjenge-2008 enjengayona le esiyibonayo ngoba i-state uma ingabophi abantu abayenza i-violence irongo kakhulu it's culpable yiyo elomlando so i-state yona kumele ibe yiyo ebaphambili ukuthi ibophe abantu sakubone kwamasingo lwana okwathiwa ngabezanu owezikhosi umfana lwana lo sobhukulwana ngabe sebebotshiwe uma abakabotshwa bazi abadubula unkomo akukwazwakala ukuthi kuhamba njani
so umongameli we-alliance ngalesi sikhathi manje uyamkhuthaza ukuthi ehambe nxa ngomkhuthaza njengomlandeli webandla lelo ngamkhuthaza ukuthi aqhwele phambili ngemisebenzi yakhe yokuvakatshela abantu umbayekele njalo kukhanya nofuna umbulala
hayi vele ukubusa ezombusazwe vele e-Africa lapha vele kwenziwa inkani kumele aqhubeke ayenze imust understand i-environment vele esikiyo uma uligwale e-Africa lapha kungazeke kuphuma because abadala laba sebagxila sokuthi
bazebalempande la
balempande so kumele kusebenze kanzima ukuthi baphume ukuthi kume impandele ziyanga ngoba zinengi singahlala siyi-5 umunye wangikhona vika bengowestate.
So manje kambe ama-elections lazabe-2023 ufuna enziwe kumbe wona
ama-election
ayenziwe njona kuzathi ithwele liqiliwe futhi
ingakhuthaza wonke umuntu kambe ayivota kule majini esingayifika i-rigging ayisakwaniseki abantu bangaphuma ngobuningi njengoba esakubona eZambia esikubona kwamanye
amazwe.
So this segment belongs to the MTC Alliance. So he's saying, you know, there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and he's tracing back this kind of violence that has been happening to the 1980s. You know, he's talking about the Kukurawundi massacres. We know that, you know, the 5th Brigade actually allegedly killed more than 20,000 people in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. And those were the two strongholds of PF ZAPU. So we know that at that time, PF ZAPU was led by Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So he's saying, you know, this hasn't ended, and what these sanctions are is a reflection of what is happening right now in Zimbabwe.
Apana chingachinja asivari kutaura ivo kuti zvirango izvi ndozvino zvavari kuona zviri kuitika kuti munyika pari zvino vari kuti ivo ngazvimbogara zvakadaro pari zvino nekuti vari kuti pari zvino munyika mune vanhu vari kushungurudzwa uyezve mutungamiri webati ravo vaNelson Chamisa vakawanikwawo ivo sematauriro avakaita svondora pfuura vachishungurudzwa nenhengo dzezanu PF vachiti zviri kuitika izvi and
those in the Pura, Bangua, and yes, marvelous. We also have ZANU-PF supporters who are saying, you know what, is happening in the country is like these sanctions are killing people. You know, they are really causing havoc, according to them. So here is one young man who was talking about, who is actually talking about these sanctions with Ezra Jesus Fund.
I'm a young person from Counterpart. Is currently studying at Lupane State University.
You said Lupane State University? You said you're going to be a PhD?
Yes.
What are you going to be a PhD?
I think...
You're going to be a PhD?
Yes, you're going to be a PhD. I think it's very unfortunate for the opposition. For your opposition, which is Ikambi, Ikamba, Amang. You know, when we have sanctions, and then when as Zimbabwe we are supporting them, it's quite unfortunate. So when things like the UN rapporteurs like at this, they come to the country to assist, I think it's time, whether you're an opposition member, a ZANU-PF member, or whatever party you support, I think it's time to hold hands. Spambani is the answer. Njengabantu base Zimbabwe, and we come up with one position which is sanctions must fall. Because other countries are already saying ama sanctions are suffering. These other countries that you speak of, when Alavo, South Africa, we have Namibia, we have Mozambique, the whole of SATA is backing us under which ama sanctions lawa apu. But we have people within our own country, pakati kwelizwe lethu, avatibona vawafuna ama sanctions. They even go to extreme measures to fake gunshots.
So
I think in Amang, I think those are false allegations. I think someone gets we need more pictures lawana. It gunshot here as you know. So I think those are just false allegations. So it's actually unfortunate for people who are Zimbabweans to go on to such extreme measures. Those measures in that energy, maybe see further on seeing sanctions must go. Obviously, further on uniting as a people to say that Sifuna is a country to a family, I think we would be obviously kachana kaku if we were putting that same image in there.
But as we are full of saying investing, what are you going to say in Zimbabwe?
I think it's as a Misha. Yes, I am very optimistic. Uchama sanctions lawa in Apuma. You know, ingaphuma we will go far as a country because asisifisele emuva kakhulu. I am very optimistic and I hope ukuthi the UN abakhona lapha to assist, they will get that message lapho ukuthi sifuna ama sanctions engabikho. Thank you.
There you are, Mobilus. So this young man is saying sanctions must go today, not tomorrow. He's saying that his future is bleak if the sanctions are in place. Mr. Ngulube, so you heard this young man saying the sanctions must go, and he's saying, you know, the opposite of what you're saying in terms of the impact of the sanctions on industries and management of the country. He's saying all this is happening because of sanctions, nothing else. Baba Ngulube.
I go right to Baba about young men. Tina, we are over 50. I'm to see Pume. 1980s ibona izinto zitshintsha zitshintshe ezandleni zethu ama 99 early 1890s kutshintsha iconomy besikukhangele thina. So thina kasikhulumi ngento yakulivika ephelela, sikhulumi ngento yama-sanctions ekuvele kuzwe iphelela, sikhuluma ngo-railways bethuthwa besiwa besifa. Abafana bona la yena lo mfana omazi okhulumayo angahamba e-United College of Education ayebona umgodi owagejwayo wesitimela sesivulelwe indlela entsha, owagejwa ngama-90s sowaze wabhuko wavaleka manje awukhangela bona umgodwana wawugwejwe ukuthi isitimela sizatshintsha umgwaqo sifakwe ngapha asizange sitshintshe isitimela ahambe khona le Queen's Park semndawo kulento ezinzalo ngamlinganisela into eningi. Angumfana omncane nxa engakwazi, thina sikhule koBulawayo njengangike ngatho sikhule koBulawayo ifunctiona. Manje abantu njengabe bethathela imichova kasese abantu bemichova sebevalelwe amamichova yabo ngama-sanctions nawo nalawo njengana uhulumende semonopolize i-transport industry ngama-sanctions na abantu abalamichova sebethathela imichova yathatha abanye abasayisebenzi bethenga imichova ngemali zabo ayisasebenzi isikontrolwa nguhulumende ama-sanctions angena ngaphi lo ubasezanu layo ke wathi ilizulu linile kule minyaka opheleyo kuvuniwe kodwa impuphu lamanje thina impuphu siyithenga eGoli size sithengele isawudo. Isawudo into eyayingathengwa eyayingacelwa lobu seyithatha emzini. Isawudo siyithenga eGoli, impuphu siyithenga eGoli njengamanje. Inxa ukuthi kulinyiwe ekhaya yindaba kumashopu singahambi sifike sithenga impuphu ye-normal price, hayi ukuthi impuphu iwe i-double price. Isinkwa ekhaya si-about 20 rand manje. Xa kuthiwa kwakulinyiwe kathi isinkwa indaba singabe i-12 round. In at least 15 rand ngakho siyadula.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe konapho ke sibone ukuthi uMavela sephendukile yini. Kade ngani use usephumile khona manje. Yes, so while we are waiting for Mavela, what we can say is that maybe Mr. Ngulube, the problem is in the manner in which these sanctions are being portrayed by certain people, you know, the opposition and the ruling government. Is that not the case?
Angizwa mdube.
Yeah, ukuthi kambe kungabe ama sanctions lawa abekwe ngendlela eyiyo yini xa sikhangela ukuthi
abekwa ngendlela right dube. Yikho bengithe mina ukuze singabi le nto esizabe siyikhomba kumbe sikhombana ngayo ngemina, awakhishwa ama sanctions sibone ukuthi okuzacatshwa ngakho next kuyini. Ngoba iqiniso ama sanctions awasithinti vele, awasenzeli lutho. Asazi ukuthi ama-sanctions athinta ngaphi, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abanothileyo ngabantu aba-connected ephathini, ngabantu abathize abamonopolize izinto. Njengoba namfaka i-example yendaso amabhasi, siyakwazi ukuthi okulomnumzana othize othenga amabhasi wawafaka kuzubko, kwaso ku-affecta wonke umuntu lo ozithengela ikhombi yakhe sokuthiwa akafake ikhombi yakhe kuzubko. Kanti ikhombi yakho nxa uzayifaka kuzubko wena ukwazi ukuzimanejela, ususiyamanejelwa ngomunye umuntu nxa isifile, i-maintenance yakhona ngoyenzayo, kodwa umanejelwa ngomunye umuntu, uyabe uyithengelana i-property yakho pho.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ke. Mablas, go ahead.
I'm not sure if maybe if you can back announce what our guest was saying.
Yeah, he was saying that, you know, when it comes to sanctions, mm-hmm. The problem is the manner in which these sanctions are being, you know, talked about by the ruling party, you know, actually painting that picture as if they are seriously affecting people. But he's saying the bottom line is remove them and see what they can do next.
Mm-hmm. Kenya iyo yiye masanctions. Ivo tinaonero awa vari kuti ivo dai masanctions ai abviswa kuti tigozoona kana kuti nyika igozoona kuti pane zvichasanduka here nekuti vanoti pari zvino hurumende inenge iri kungoshandisa kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba pamusoro penyaya yezvirango izvozvi zvavanoti zvakatemerwa vamwe nhengo dzezanupf.
Yes, I also spoke to Saipet Musengezi. Who has actually filed a court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary. He says that, you know, he's now receiving death threats, and this is because he filed that kind of application. Let's listen to the interview briefly here.
We have to file the affidavit, which they must do, I'm sure, within the next 10 days. In any society, there are some overzealous people. You know, some of the comrades, they'll be trying to please their masters and they'll be sending threats, some will be calling, threatening. But I don't see why anyone would want to harm me, because this is just a court application. If they have anything against, they should just file their papers instead of calling and harassing me. Judge Charamba, that one is the crazy man. He listens to Charamba. He doesn't, like a presidential spokesperson. This is a party matter. It's not a government. It's not a government issue. I've been a member of the MPF since I was in Form 3. And I've gotten evidence to support, you know. I've got my current membership cards. I've got my membership cards before the 2017 change of leadership. So for a person like George Charamba to come out and say I'm not a party member, if he doesn't know me, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a party member. And we don't work with George Charamba in ZANU-PF, because he is a spokesperson of the president regarding government matters, not party matters. When it comes to the party, we have our own spokesperson. I am determined for the party to follow the constitution. And I'm not saying the first secretary and president of the party, Comrade Mnangagwa, should be removed from this position. I'm simply saying, let's regularize the leadership. Let's follow the details of our own constitution. The constitution has got directions on how we convene and preside over the meetings that select the leadership. Let's just follow that. If Comrade Mnangagwa wants to be elected as the president and first secretary of the party, he is free to contest like any other, you know, comrade who would also want to contest for the same position. If Comrade Mnangagwa wins, then that's fine. But if he loses, he can be redeployed and, you know, we can have a leader who has been selected by the people, not the current setup of imposition. He was imposed on the people of ZANU-PF. He didn't elect him. They had their own meeting with the Mchangwas, the Matema Dandas, people who expelled from the party. So we can't say we can't have a leader who was selected by people who expelled, who were not members of the party, who were not members of the party.
There is Mr. Msengezi. So we are well again, love of marvelous. Ukulume zitike Mnangagwa, kumele asuswe esikhundleni. Sikasekretari kumbunobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF. So uthi ke kulo bantu osebemthwalise nzima abantu bayamethusela babanye bafuna ukumbulala into ezinjalo ngena ngekhona pamavula.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamusengezi vanga vari kutaura ivo naJibs Dube vachitaura ivo kuti kubva pavakawanikwa ivo vachitsura nyaya yavo kuhigh court yekuti vada kuti vaMnangagwa vabviswe pachigaro vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vachiwanikwa vachitumidzirwa mazwi ekuti ngavapi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti havasi kufara ne kutorwa kwakaitwa masimba navamunangagwa nebato ravo iroro rezanupiefu.
Mr. Mlalazi, what's your take on this court application? You know, I know that you are not a lawyer, but, you know, from an observer's point of view, what's your take on this?
Siyabonga baba Dube. Lo baba ebekhala ngokuthi kwakhishwa ubaba uMgabe. Mina ngibona ngani kwanciphisa kakhulu amasela afana naye lokhulumayo. Baba balutshwana, ngoba manje sesithi uMgabe wakhishwa ngendlela engekho right, you should have realized ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe babambana kanjani uma kuphuma ubaba lwana wayevele esiyindezela. He missed an opportunity as a leader of uMgabe for nearly 40 years, ekhokhela izwe elinabantu abadivided, tribal division ayikhona phakathi kwabantu. So court application lay the non-starter to me, because he is mentioning a name that is sending chills to our spine. Umdala ukuthi wayefuna ukufela embusweni, umuntu wathi angisa wasigcwalisa amazwi kangaka. We are now becoming a wasted generation because of umuntu wayefana naye ubaba uMgabe. But having said that, into engiyibona mina as a person, you have just said ukuthi I'm not a lawyer, ngikhuluma nje with the layman's point of view ukuthi njengomuntu weZimbabwe ngibona ngilungele ukuthi nami ngithi my own view. Ngibona ngani the seed of hate and intolerance, political intolerance, comes from the leaders. Even if it's a church, a leader man in a clinic or anything, you can see any part in Zimbabwe now. And then again, we adopted this independence, adopted where Lafune was going to be a band that was before, even if that person is going to lead us in the ditch and we end up being swallowed by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
We all gonna go there like blind sheep. But if you look at it, people are not, we don't get leaders that are united in Zimbabwe, because we're having a country called Zimbabwe under sanctions. That is a fact. Zimbabwe is under sanctions, and as black people should be talking with one voice, not people suspecting their cause, using an advantage of which nowadays, especially repertoire of corner in the country, it's a PTP, it's a corner, it's one of them, China, it's not only embarrassing anyone, it's embarrassing Mutomiyama in the world. Mutomiyama in Africa is a continent. If you are being embarrassed, you want to have a behavior like animals. It's not really fair with the interviews running after each other for the sake of being a leader or for other few people who are leading these political parties. It's an embarrassment to them, because you look at them, we're leading a party or any party or a T-shirt, any kind of the mundu ngapabe chara yamanda wa Zimbabwe. You can see which as a nation we are going to go in circles. For a man, it's getting up. We are going towards the election. I'm going to put political tolerance. If you are not happy with what happened in this other party, you are being labeled, would you belong to this party? Actually, freedom, you speak with Napoleon in the SEFUNA because you be labeled, would you belong to a certain party?
Mm-hmm.
So, law, Ukulmela, Ubabum Gabe, I think, mele attack his Zimbabwe, not his court. Mele attack, he deserves to be attacked, really attacked. He's taking us back into any else who may have put up a Toragala when an Alobani got a million in their home. They are thieves. That's all they are.
Mm-hmm. So, Siyabuzwa Kulege, Babu Ungulube, Uwananjan Goroka.
As a Babu Mlalazi, my city woman is deserved to be attacked. That it would condemn my attack days, my political tolerance, whatever I condemn my it, nothing. But this person deserves to be attacked. But in a state, it's the rule of law. That person is only right here with my point. And he has the constitution as ZANU-PF, and he has the constitution as Zimbabwe. But Umgabe Nyamzonda, but Umgabe wakhishwa kabi esikhundleni. That was a coup. We supported it as Zimbabweans, because the situation is very sikwonto Umgabe kumele aphume. But Sasing about it were 18 is ZANU PF process here. So is ZANU PF used the PIP. So long to my right, my constitution is Kuma Simlandela, Utu Tin. siya wazi, banga poba umpogo ababe ngoo vice president. Pela umpogo is supposed to be there nga witi zanu yala ndeli konshushi. Singa nanazi. Umtoje umpogo should be there. Umpogo siya wazi ka holi le pence ni manje wakonchwa sanja. Iqini soka sili mele umutu lo umzonda pati nga kuti enyi into kayisiyo kuhle kumele siyikhondeme.
Mhm.
And yakwazi abantu bezana uvele bazamthretena nalo umuntu. That's the reality of Zimbabwe. Yiko sebemthretena. Siyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe vele ungaphuma against i certain part vele uzaba uzatshelwa okufa. Asengafa lokufa yena lo umuntu. Which is not right. Umuntu kumele nxa ephuma kumbe uyakwehlwa ikhoti yakwehlwa izimali zakhe. Ikhoti ifike imtshele but very quote yeZimbabwe is useless ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ikhoti yeZimbabwe is controlled by certain individuals. Siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba omunye obe nguchief judge wawo utshele ukuthi umthetho usephelelwe yitheme yakhe kodwa ubiselwe indlela ezithize eziyi-backdoor. Siyakwazi amajaji eZimbabwe amaningi ala maplaza aphezulu. Khonokuyala i-system, the system is dead vele khaya.
Yeah, so okay, kufanele ngesikhiwa kancane nje khonapho ngamtshana.
Eh, what I'm trying to say is umlalazi mustn't condemn and at the same time I go against the same thing I condemn. He condemned the system in Zimbabwe, political tolerance. If he condemns political tolerance, he must complete condemn it, not condemn it and the other time you support it. We must stop political tolerance in Zimbabwe, and then we must give people chance. If you want that person want to go and to court and challenge the national presidents of Mnangagwa, he is free to do that. If it's in a free country and the court must judge, give a judgment. Hey, that's the only way you can do. But we know in Zimbabwe, the courts are, I don't know how can I put it, the courts are controlled by the state. So even if it goes to court, there are slim chances of winning that court case. And the other thing, we know these threats which are now coming on, we're expecting these threats. Every time you speak against the ruling party in Zimbabwe, you get threats.
Thank you very much. And according to some ZANU-PF officials, you know, I spoke to Eliphaz Mashaba and Dilip Gawule. They're saying that this guy has got a right to actually file this court application. And they're going to see what is going to happen next. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, they're saying, okay, he may have missed the point because of a certain article in the ZANU-PF Constitution, which actually gives the decision-making body in ZANU-PF, the Central Committee, to make certain decisions outside Congress. But his argument is that committee was not properly constituted. You know, it was not convened in the proper manner. So that's where his argument is. Yeah.
Aiwa, afuta, chukuzwa, mnyarika niweduwa kutawurao, vachisi ivo, zviri kutaurwa navamusengezi zvekuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzwa uyezve pane vamwe vavari kutowanikwa ivo vachiti ngavafe mushure mekunge vakwidza nyaya yavo yekuti vamunangagwa vabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakapiwa masimba aya zvisiri pamutemo mubato irori rezanupf saka munyarikano vanga vari kuti hapana chakaipa kuti munhu akwanise kukwidza nyaya yakadai zvinhu zvinotofanira kunge zvichiitika munyika pasina kutyisidzirwa asi vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo bato rezanupf vakashandisa veruzhinji pavakabvisa vamugabe kuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvemuyatingati bato ravo asi veruzhinji vanga vasingatoziva kuti ndozvichazoitika mune ramangwana saka po vari kutaura kuti aiwa nyaya iyi iri kuitika nekuti vamusengezi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vari muzimbabwe hazvina kunaka nekuti munhu kana dai kwanga paine mutongi wechechetere munhu anobvumidzwa kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pake uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti vagarisane zvakanaka kana yatinoti yetolerance nekuti
sorry marvelous I think you cut off so can you rejoin please where you are I think there was an issue there so I think we are coming almost to the end of the show and maybe we'll get marvelous back because she was slightly cut off. Yeah, so I'm happy that she's back. She was cut off from the... yes. So now we've come to the end of the show. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. These are independent commentators, and we also wish to thank those that contributed to the show. That is Blessing Zulu, who spoke to Mr. Mike Bima of ZANU-PF, and Ezra Chisaswanda, who spoke to several people in Bulawayo. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Islam, and you're here saying, have a very good night.